where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Now it is time for our guest interview, Craig Smith. What if everything you've been told about sales, marketing, and algorithms is backwards? Well, today's guest, Craig Smith, has helped sell over $1 billion worth of products during 4,500 live TV broadcasts. And he says that customers don't buy because of AI data or perfect pitches. They buy because of stories. And he's here to explain why human connection may be the ultimate competitive advantage of the artificial age. So thank you for joining us, Craig.
Great to be here. I love that intro.
Well, I'm dying to know about how you take human connection and create that when you're on a TV screen miles away from the potential consumer. So talk about human connection and why that matters.
Yeah, I'm a passionate believer of connection is so much more valuable than a sale. And the great thing about the partners that I work with, I work in live television selling. I'm a professional speaker. I train people to stand in front of the room so they can speak confidently. Is the world of live shopping has taught me so much, because if you think about it, you're watching something, whether it's on a channel like QVC, which has been around for 40 years, or an app like TikTok. You are selling something and presenting something to someone that they cannot touch it. They cannot smell it. So they cannot taste it if it's a food item. If it's an electronics, you probably don't want to taste it. But the fact that you have to connect with those people, and that's what people are really looking for, especially now, coming out of the COVID pandemic, we think we're more connected than ever with our apps and our social media and all of those things. But connection really comes down from one person to another person. And if you can build a connection, you can build a community. You build a community, people come back to you again and again and again. I always say anybody can sell one product to one person one time. How do you get back to them again? How do you actually connect with them? So it's not a sales transactional relationship. It's something much more.
Do you feel different people connect differently?
I think we all do. And I think we have to search for where that connection actually takes place. I mean, when I work with brands, I always tell them we need to have three things that are non-negotiables for me. Our message that needs to be clear, it needs to be real, and it needs to be repeatable. And by clear, I mean you understand what I'm talking about. And I've gone through this in my own career where I've had the unclear message. It doesn't matter how great the product is or the service that you're offering. If you can't be clear, your customer doesn't understand you. In the era of AI, which I absolutely love, we sense when it's not real.
Yes.
And it bothers us. We feel like we're being cheated. So when you're real, you believe me. So I'm not just an AI bot that's fake generating something. And the repeatable means that you remember me. And that, I think, is equally, all three of those pillars are equally important.
Yeah, I don't think AI jokes are very good.
You mean jokes about AI?
No, jokes that AI makes up itself.
Yeah.
I don't think they're very good.
Well, I'm curious because I feel this. And, you know, I use AI as a writing tool all the time. It helps me. I can't tell you how much time it saves, because I would write something and just say, gosh, I know that's not right, but I don't know the words to fix it. So I use AI and it helps me tremendously. But when I see somebody that I know well and they post something on social media and I can just tell that they just threw three prompts into chat or Claude and this is what was spit out, I'm kind of like, eh.
What do you think? Yeah, you know, it's like we know what Claude thinks, but what do you think?
But that's called AI slop. So I don't know how many people have heard the term AI slop. Have you guys heard that?
Yeah. There's a lot of it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And the problem with, well, we'll get into the AI segment later, but the problem is it uses way too many words, and most of them are like word salad. They're garbage, right?
Yes.
It's really true. I was reading some articles in preparation for the show, and I was like, AI could never write this.
There definitely is a human element missing. Because remember, and I tell people this, I know this is hard to believe, but I have to keep thinking it. AI is still ones and zeros. It's binary code. Right. It started with binary code way back when, and now they've layered it and made neural networks, but it's still ones and zeros. It's still off and on.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It is. But I wanted to ask you about QVC.
Sure.
So I watched one of your QVC episodes. I think I might have watched your trailer. You are hilarious.
Oh, by the way, I'm coming back next week to this podcast. So you're not going to knock me out of here.
You're so quick-witted. So, and I think that some QVC people aren't. And I think you keep people's attention by being that way. So if somebody had a product they wanted to sell, could they choose you as their QVC spokesperson?
Yes, they could. And let me start off by saying thank you. I appreciate all the nice things you're saying. But yeah, so I work in consumer electronics. So we have different categories. So for multiple reasons, I would not be selling women's fashion or a beauty product or something like that. But I partner with a variety of consumer electronic brands. So many that you know, like Samsung and Google, a lot of others you never heard of. But I'm one of several people that do what I do. And yes, we're all trying to get more and more work.
So the people that you're training to speak, I don't know if you're training people to be on QVC as hosts, but are you training them to kind of have that quick wit, or is that just so natural, like naturally given that it's hard to train?
Yeah, for something like that, I train people more to be themselves and to be real.
Okay.
I mean, there's a couple, I believe that facts, when anybody stands in front of a camera or goes on television, and these are not my original ideas, I've learned from other people that work in the speaking business and the television business. But a couple of those facts are, first of all, the audience wants you to do well. They want to be entertained. So most people, if they're going to be on television, they're going to speak in front of a room, there is a level of anxiety because they think, oh my gosh, I don't want to be look like a fool. I don't want to say something stupid. And I always tell the people I train that think in the back of the head, back of your head, that everyone is really rooting for you. Like, and that's the truth. None of us have ever turned on a television show or watched somebody speak in front of a room unless it was like a ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or something and wanted them to fail. No, you want to be entertained. And the second thing I tell people is that you have to be the person that brings the energy. Nobody else is going to do that for you. And a lot of people, especially when they're anxious, they get up there or they stand in front of the camera and the red light goes on and there's, I'm going to start talking softly. Like, no, that doesn't cut it. If you want to be entertaining, you have to go big and you have to be confident to do it. And oftentimes we think we're going big, but then you watch and you're like, oh, that was just kind of normal.
So if you're pitching a product that's not from a well-known brand, it's not a Samsung, and you're trying to get consumers to trust that this product is going to fulfill their needs, it's going to work right, how do you do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's my reality. Most of the time I'm working with these brands, and we talked about a little bit earlier about the lesson I learned. It's not about me, it's about positioning it in their life. The great thing about the QVC model, and we're seeing this explosion right now with TikTok shop and shopping on eBay Live, people are looking for that connection. So you're coming up with stories on how this works for their life. And especially in consumer electronics, I could sit here and talk to you about a computer and tell you about the processor and the RAM and the hard drive, and I could watch your eyes glaze over in sheer boredom. What it comes down to is, what is this going to do for your life? How is it going to improve your life? How is this going to sync in with what your family is doing? So I think of one product in particular. I sell these portable power units from this brand called EcoFlow that most people have never heard of, but I've personally used this product and taking it on camping trips and used it when there's a blackout in my house. And I tell those stories because that's how I connect with you. I think of scenarios where do we have common ground and how can this product benefit you? Again, it's about you. It's not about me and my experience. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for those little hooks on how this can make somebody's life better.
So what if somebody has a product that you represent on QVC? Mm-hmm. Can they come on the show with you?
Oftentimes, they try to get the inventor to actually come on TV. The joke I make about QVC, and it's not original, I've heard it 1,000 times, is it stands for quick volatile change. And what that means is when you go on television to present the product, it could be a Tuesday at 4 p.m, it could be Saturday morning. Oftentimes, the inventor, if they live in Phoenix, Arizona, they can't drop everything and be at QVC in 48 hours in Westchester, Pennsylvania. That's where somebody like me comes in handy because it's, oh, you've got experience doing this. You live close by. You have connections with the audience and with the hosts. So sometimes they do come on. And that's always exciting, too. I love hearing the stories of those entrepreneurs, of somebody that created a product. They had an idea. And they're like, man, this is going to make my life better. And hold on a second. What if I could create 1,000 of these and sell these? I love to see those people, whether it's on a platform like TikTok or it's QVC, sharing that story on how they came up with that great idea.
That's perfect. Well, we're with Craig Smith right now. It's been a fantastic interview so far. We have to take a break, but we'll be back with more Passage to Profit right after this.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-261-2176. 800-261-2176. That's 800-261-2176.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. That's 800-652-1470.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Craig Smith, who is now going to talk about your brand message.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds a little scary.
No, it's my passion project. It should be a passion project for everybody.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, so I do a lot of training, and I'm a professional speaker. I do keynotes. I do workshops. And to me, it all comes down to be able to create that message that's clear, real, and repeatable. Because I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'm passionate about creating community, not creating sales. And what I notice is I go to networking events. I talk with people with these brands that are bringing them into the world of live shopping or other industries. And I always tell them, if you can't clearly tell me what you do so I can understand it, that's the problem I help you solve. And I'm fascinated by the number of networking events that I go to that people struggle with that. And I think, well, if you're struggling with it, the customer-facing people of your company, what are they telling people?
Right.
And it's so many of us, we think we know what we do, but we have a tough time verbalizing it and sharing it. And, you know, I just hammer this home all the time. Hit the three posts. Is your message clear? Is it real so we believe you? Is it repeatable so people remember you? And that's what I love working with people. I love to see the eyes light up and then it's all of a sudden, oh, wow, yes. I've been telling my customers that I do this and they're hearing something else. And well, that tells me there's a disconnect.
It's funny. I know you're all about person to person, but you're talking to the answer engines too, the AI engines.
Yes.
They want brand clarity. They want to know exactly what you do. And I'm going to brag a little bit, but so Gearhart Law comes up as the answer on these answer engines. And I asked,
we are the answer.
We are the answer. And I asked why. Said, because your niche, you tell people exactly what you do. Like people have no doubt you do patents, trademarks, and copyrights. And that has really paid off a lot for us. And that is the brand story, right?
Yes, and that's something that can connect with people, which I think mm-hmm. is great. And much of what I pull from, again, much of my career has been in the live shopping space, primarily with QVC. And it has been, it's like post-grad education for me because mm-hmm. I've seen so many brands come in there and they can't do it with clarity. And I think of things, of brands that come in there and just crush it. And one great example, do we remember the actor Ernest Borgnine from back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So his wife, Tova Borgnine, used to come into QVC all the time. She sold perfume. You can't smell your television set. And if you can, there's something wrong with your television set.
I always
right. But she created hundreds of millions of dollars worth of product that she sold with perfume. And I remember just watching her, and I learned so much from her. And I'm not selling perfume, obviously, but she had this old Hollywood style to her. You'd walk, "Hello, darling, how are you?" She's just reeked of this old classic style, and she would spin these stories about her and Ernie and Beverly Hills and the parties that she would go to, and people loved it. And that was like a light bulb moment for me of like, wow, this woman is, she's creating this aura, and people were connecting with her, and it had nothing to do with it smelling like lavender or smelling like whatever, rosewood or whatever it might be. It had to do with that story that she was telling and connecting with people. And she could sell perfume on television and you couldn't smell it. I'm fascinated by people that can do something like that.
Wow.
That really is impressive. So can you give us some examples of brand messages that weren't so clear?
Yeah, I've got a great crash and burn story where I won't tell you the brand name to,
tell us the crash
to save
and burn.
Them. So early in my QVC career, I was selling a product that was a wireless charger for your phone. Now, we're in 2026. You have these things in your car now. You just place your phone down and it wirelessly connects. This was 2010. So this was like, you know, Jetsons type of imagination. How could this possibly work? And I worked closely with that brand. I'm a consumer electronics guy. They're a tech brand. And when we presented this product on the air on QVC, it was what they call a today's special value. It's the featured product of the day. You kick off with midnight with an airing and you do airings live throughout the course of 24 hours. You're in the building for 28 hours. Wildly exhausting, tons of pressure. We brought in 30,000 units of that product. At midnight, the goal is to sell 10%. We sold under 300, which is less than 1%. And not knowing it at the time, we were so caught up in the technology, the wireless transfer of we never crafted a message that actually spoke to the woman watching at home who just wants to charge her phone. We never told a story. We told tech specs and all of this gobbledygook that never connected. And for me, that was like I walked out. They threw me out of the building at 9 a.m. They're like, "We're taking this thing off the air, Craig. Take the rest of the day off." And it wasn't like good for you day off. It was like, get the heck out. But within a couple of weeks, I kind of had the autopsy look at that thing. And I was like, oh, yeah. Now I know why this thing bombed.
The question is, why do you need a wireless charger, right? Why would somebody, they need a reason because you can plug it in and charge it.
Sure.
Why do you need one that you just put your phone on?
It's plugged in too.
But here's the fascinating thing. That technology is everywhere today.
Right.
Yeah. It's built into many people's cars. Most people they don't even realize they just place their phone down on something and it wirelessly charges.
So, did you get a second crack at that product or was it done?
Well, thankfully, there are brands that still trust me today. Because that was 16 years ago. I learned from that mistake. And we all go through these moments of, oh my gosh, am I ever going to do this again after the disaster? But that product, no, that product was a one and done, but they still do exist today. Okay. And their technology was revolutionary. We just did a poor job of telling a story that actually, we were trying to sell a product. We weren't trying to connect with a customer. And really, the connection is what you need to build community around your brand.
I love that.
I mean, it's so important for anybody who's in business to be thinking about solving a problem as opposed to proposing a product and satisfying a customer need. How can people who maybe don't have the benefit of working with you get the kind of feedback or get the kind of understanding that they can incorporate that concept in their marketing?
Well, first of all, they can work with me. I'm available.
So how do they get a hold of you? How do they find you?
I'm easy enough to find at Craig Smith Speaks, Craig Smith on, you can find me on LinkedIn and multiple social media platforms. But I want to get back to your point there, Richard. I was having a little bit of fun with you there. But I think one of the best thing to do is to go to people outside of your industry and try to tell them what you do and then ask them, do you understand what I do? Get their feedback. And the best way to do that is to go to networking events. And I'm always I go to a ton of networking events in and around the Philadelphia area and anywhere else. And it's one of those, ask amongst your friends. Just say, hey, this is what I do. Can you explain it back to me? And oftentimes you'll get people going, yeah, I really have no idea what you do. How many friends like that do you have that, you work for so-and-so? I have no idea what you do, but if you can't deliver that message and have them, again, the last three of the clear, real, and repeatable is repeatable. Can they repeat it back to you? And if they can't, you got to work on your message.
That's great advice.
Yeah, you really do. Because what I'm trying to do now for people, AI visibility, nobody knows what that means. Like, well, I'd say 90% of the people don't even know what that means. So I have to rename that and make it very clear.
Yeah, you just have to noodle it. And by the way, throw it into AI and see what that is. I mean, really,
that's the... See if you can get a visible answer.
Well, no, so I do ask people, are you showing up on ChatGPT or is your competitor?
Yeah. So anyway, this has been amazing. Craig, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything that you've offered our audience today. It's great. How can people find you?
Easy enough to find me. I'm at craigsmithspeaks.com. You can also find me, by the way, Craig Smith. I'm probably not the only Craig Smith you'll find on LinkedIn, but look around. You'll find me, Craig Smith Speaks, on Instagram and on TikTok as well.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.